Coming up on episode number 354, well, it's a cover story for one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. Am I talking about Spinal Tap? No, I'm talking about Led Zeppelin. Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, John Bonham, and this coming Monday's birthday boy himself, Robert Plant. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me, well I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night, it's August 16th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you one of those cover stories where I pick a band or an artist and play a whole bunch of people's renditions of their music. Tonight is Led Zeppelin, one that, again, you know, I look at these and I say, wow, it's taken me 350 plus shows to get around to Led Zeppelin. But hopefully you'll find that it's worth the wait. One quick programming note, I have decided to do an all Stairway to Heaven show coming up pretty soon because I had so many different versions to choose from, so you will hear one version tonight, but you'll hear a bunch of versions on an upcoming show. And yes, Rolf Harris will be one of them. But we're going to get things kicked off here with a group that is frequently on the end-of-year cover countdowns. They're one of my favorites. Their version of Living for the City and Sympathy for the Devil just blows my mind. They're actually a local band, and the lead singer, Jake, does the singing for the Avalanche hockey team national anthem before each game. I'm talking, of course, of Opie Gone Bad. This comes from an album that was released last year that a local radio station put together, 99.5 The Mountain, put together a whole bunch of local artists that just did an amazing job. I'm actually going to pull two songs from that for tonight's show, and when you hear how awesome they are, you'll agree that it was the right move. Let's get things kicked off with Opie Gone Bad and their version of Led Zeppelin's Black Dog.
Hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
You know what? I can't talk over the beginning of that one, so here's Opie Gone Bad.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. I try the way you shake that thing, gonna make you burn, gonna make you sting. You walk that way, watch your honey drip, can't keep away.
My car started telling her friends she come my way.
Woman, you need
I can say. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the man I have my water and towels on stage, Mr. Charlie Marsh. Stand up, Charlie.
Okay, but keep it cool, Charlie.
Keep it cool, Charlie.
Is this a place where that launch went off or that Cape Canaveral?
Yeah, man, I had lunch. I had bacon, lettuce, and tomato salad.
That was a lunch. What a fun we have.
I need to clean the needle on that record player. That is Jamaica by Voice of the Beehive. Now, Jamaica is it's spelled Dire Maker, but it's one of those songs that has an interesting story behind the title. And a lot of Led Zeppelin songs don't have a title that is featured anywhere in the song. Jamaica is the punchline, or part of the joke. Actually, it's not really the punchline, to an old bad joke, basically, where two guys bump into each other. The first one says, "My wife is going on holiday." The second guy says, "Jamaica." And he says, "No, she went on her own." Kind of like Jamaica, Jamaica. I told you, it's a really bad joke. That comes from a very, very rare, and when I say rare, that is like capital letters rare, album single, vinyl single, for Voice of the Beehive's Just a City. And I don't have the listener's name in front of me who turned me on to that, but huge thanks go out to him, and I'll find his name after the show, and I will send him a thank you email. So Voice of the Beehive, before that, you know, I couldn't do a Led Zeppelin cover story without including Dred Zeppelin. And I included it earlier. Usually I'd put Dred Zeppelin. I'd put kind of the comedy, songs near the end of the show, but, that song fits so well. That Whole Lot of Love, version fits so well with the track before it. I had to put it in this first set. Dred Zeppelin with Whole Lot of Love from their 1990 release, Unleaded. It's a reggae band fronted by a 300-pound Elvis impersonator named Tortelvis. And we start off the set with Opie Gone Bad, Black Dog, from the 99.5 The Mountain Homegrown 5. from last year covering Led Zeppelin's, of course, Black Dog. Let's jump right into another another song here. Again, you know, we're jumping into, we're taking a song that you're very familiar with and presenting you with a version that is so different and so far from what you know. However, the melodies and the guitars and stuff like that are the same, and so that's what makes this kind of stuff fun. Here's a take on Immigrant Song by a band called Trip Rocket from their 2003 release, Romeo's X. We'll be right back. Just like I had to include a Dread Zeppelin track, I also had to include something from Encomium, or really, I wanted to include something from Encomium, which was a great 1995, wow, it's almost, it's over 12 years old, or about 12 years old, cover album, tribute album to Led Zeppelin, and that song, I think, is my favorite from the whole album. It's Stone Temple Pilots with their cover of Led Zeppelin's Dancing Days. You know, I said last week to make sure you pick up the Stone Free Jimi Hendrix tribute. This is another one you should definitely have, is Encomium. Before that, Go-Go Lab, another track from that 99.5 The Mountain homegrown disc. I told you I'd play a couple tracks from that. That's the other one, and that's a cover of The Ocean. Very, very slick, very cool version there. And before that, you heard Trip Rocket from their 2003 album Romeo's X with their take on the Immigrant Song. I love hearing, again, you know, it's one of those songs I love hearing female vocals in. So, well, all right, let's get to Stairway, because... You knew this was coming. Now, I am going to do a whole Stairway show, and I'm going to mix, in that Stairway show, I'm going to mix the serious covers with the humorous covers, and I think it's a lot easier, it's way, way, way easier to make a humorous cover of Stairway to Heaven because it is such a monolith. I mean, it is the granddaddy of rock songs, and so it's really hard to do a serious cover of that song and and kind of, you know, be, well, like I said, serious about it. So I'm going to play a version for you tonight that is not by John Paul Jones, but by a guy named John Paul Young. Now, you may remember a song in the 70s, 80s. It's a wedding song classic. I think they even used it in Strictly Ballroom, called Love is in the Air. And you're hearing it in the background right now. Just like that. And John Paul Young was a guest on an Australian show called The Money or the Gun, which was hosted by Andrew Denton, and I'm going to get corrections if I'm wrong on any of this stuff, but Andrew Denton's the guy who put out those excellent, what do they call the breakfast, a musically challenged, the Andrew Denton Breakfast Show Musical Challenge, excellent CDs of covers that you wouldn't expect, and this is going to be one of them for you. Now, I played that little clip of Love is in the Air not just to help you identify who John Paul Young is, but also to to kind of give you the compare and contrast, of which there is none, between his version of Love is in the Air and his version of Stairway to Heaven, which was a song featured on that Andrew Denton program that I mentioned before. Let's jump right into it. Here's Stairway to Heaven by John Paul Young.
Been a long time, baby, been a long time. lonely, lonely time. Well, it's been a long time, baby, since I had some of your dadgum good Louisiana loving. You remember me, don't you?
Now, you probably don't need me to tell you that that was Jerry Lee Lewis, because it was darn obvious. But how much, you know, you see something on paper. You see Jerry Lee Lewis doing a cover of Led Zeppelin's Rock and Roll, and you think, all right, it can go either way. Well, I think that was fantastic. And maybe I'm alone in this, but I really, really thought that he stripped that thing right back down to what it is, which is just a good old-fashioned rock and roll song. That's Jerry Lee Lewis with Jimmy Page there on guitar performing Rock and Roll. You'll find that on Jerry Lee Lewis's duets album called Last Man Standing. Before that, John Paul Young covering John Paul Jones, and the rest of the gang there, Stairway to Heaven, the classic kind of Love is in the Air-ized. That comes from the Money or the Gun. The CD that came to America was called Stairways to Heaven and featured about a dozen of the 25 best versions that Andrew had compiled. I'm still trying to get my hands on a copy of the Andrew Denton release that actually has all 25 of the best versions on there. So hopefully I'll get that before I do the Stairway to Heaven cover show. All right. Well, a real quick programming note to let you know about. I told you about this a few days ago, but I'm going on a vacation. So this will be the last show for a week. It gives you a chance to catch up on all those old episodes. I know there's a lot of new listeners to the show, and this is a great opportunity for you to go back and listen to the old shows. What I also do want to ask, though, is for feedback on the show. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. More importantly, tell me what you don't like about Coverville. Is it too frequent? Is it not frequent enough? Are the shows too long? Are the shows too short? Do you like the interview shows as much as the other kinds of shows, or the a cappella shows or things like that? So get me your feedback, and you can just send that along with requests or anything like that to coverville@gmail.com, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line with your comments. It's not just a request line, it's a comment line too, 206-222-COVER. Or you can post a message on the weblogs or in the forums. Don't post anything negative there, please. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. the forums and the weblog are at coverville.com. Go ahead and check it out there. We will be back a week from... I say we. I'll be back a week from Tuesday, the 26th, I believe, with a new... No, I'm sorry, that's the 28th with a new show. I've got some fun stuff in the works, so we'll see which one rises to the surface. But also be looking at your ideas to see what kind of things you like and kind of build from that. Until then, this is a long-winded Brian saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.